Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. You can join the conversation as always, 713-572-4610 on the text line, and also can get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. Nick Caserio, programming note first and foremost, Nick Caserio will be on tomorrow morning with Seth and Sean on Payne and Pendergast, and he'll be on at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So however you're listening to us right now, you can listen to the GM of the Houston Texans, Nick Caserio, on these airwaves tomorrow morning at 7:30. But Nick also did speak with the media earlier, having his press conference earlier during our show, and you know, there's a couple of clips that we did not get to earlier that we'll circle back to, but also a lot of people are asking about Joe Mixon. It's a big storyline and wondering, you know, what exactly is going on with Joe? When, if ever, is he going to be able to return and actually do something for this offense? And so Caserio was asked about this earlier. We'll re-rack this. Here was Nick Caserio when asked about Joe Mixon, and this is what the GM had to say.
Yeah, I think probably over the next, you know, few weeks, we'll probably have a better idea. You know, he's making progress, so I wouldn't put a particular timetable on it. So I think over the next few, 3 or 4 weeks, probably get a little more information here, kind of see how he's progressing, but, you know, taking one day at a time. But I think once we kind of get to that period, probably have a better sense of, you know, which way it's going to go, you know, for the duration of the year.
Yeah, that's what really, if you were inclined to believe, and I think a lot of people were sort of leaning, I don't think we're going to see Joe Mixon this year. If you were inclined to believe that, that's not exactly going to, you know, dissuade you from thinking that, because he said in three or four, basically what he said is in 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to come to a decision on the rest of the year. Well, 3 or 4 weeks is the first week in November.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I would be inclined to think that they're leaning that way.
Yeah, well, it's still bad enough that they can't make a decision yet, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, let's give it a few more weeks. And then it's bad enough that by Halloween, they might be able to decide, like, oh, yeah, he's not going to be able to return by February, so let's just shut it down.
Yeah.
So there is something there. And I know a texter took offense to, I said, some clarity, and I do agree with the texter. There is still no clarity about the actual injury.
Mm-hmm.
We're still wondering, like, what exactly is going on here? Why is this, whatever it is, keeping him out the whole year? What I was trying to allude to is at least clarity that maybe by Halloween we'll know he's in or he's out, instead of wondering, is Joe Mixon actually going to play?
Yeah, I know Nick Caserio said he ain't putting no timeline on it, but he did put a timeline.
Yeah.
When to kind of look out, and that's way more than they ever put out. D'Amico didn't give you anything.
Remember, we were wondering at training camp when he was going to practice.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, there was like reports that he was in a walking boot or rumors or something, and we're like, I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see. And then all of a sudden it just starts escalating and kicking the can down the road. And now it's like, hey, he probably ain't going to play this year if what we think is believed.
And that type of stuff is a lot, man, because remember, we had people testing in like, oh, why y'all so worried about like that? That means a lot, man, to know if they come out and say, oh, he ain't going to be around for the rest of the year. that gave you time to prepare for other stuff, for plan B and plan C, instead of sitting there hoping he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, I think that means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. And, look, you might feel a certain way about Woody Marks now after seeing him play five games, but the loss of Joe Mixon for this offense, especially when you're talking at the start of the season, is huge. So it is interesting, though, now that you bring it up and, you know, kind of refresh my memory, I guess I kind of – yeah, it was so downplayed at first that it is – kind of fascinating how much it has grown, where it was kind of like, oh, it's nothing.
We're like, hey, do you think Joe Mixon will be back next week?
Yeah.
Like next week.
Day to day. Yeah. And then it turns out, he's out for the year, and there was really not much of a chance he was going to be able to play this year.
Yeah. But to be fair, still not official. It's just
not yet.
To hear Nick Caserio say it, 3 or 4 weeks, we start to decide. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Say he doesn't play this year, how big of a loss would that be for this offense? Or do you feel comfortable with Woody Marks and Nick Chubb right now?
The loss to me, or the potential loss, is you don't have, in my view, you don't have anyone behind these two guys that can help you win to this, you know, to what we saw. The offense, you know, the running game looked as good as it did here in the last five quarters or whatever. I think it right now it's Nick Chubb, it's Woody Marks, and then you don't have a lot of confidence. I mean, you're going to put Dare back in there and Damian Pierce. I think that's what it is. You know, if you had Joe Mixon and Chubb and Marks, well, then you're in good shape, you know?
Certainly.
Yeah.
And I'm a big experience guy. So it was my whole thing with Fred VanVleet where, like, come playoff time or winning big games, I want him out there instead of Reed Sheppard kind of learning on the fly. And so I'd say the same thing about running backs. Like, I would love to have Joe Mixon out there who has played in a handful of playoff games instead of the rookie Woody Marks, who's still kind of learning as he goes, you know, and trying to figure it out in some big spots this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you there. Here's more Nick Caserio, and I'm sure, by the way, he'll be asked about that even further tomorrow. But here was more from the GM earlier today talking to the media. C.J. Gardner-Johnson actually just signed with the Ravens. That news broke while we were on the air last segment, and we brought it to you. But here was Nick earlier today, asked what went into that decision. This is cut number 10 to let C.J. Gardner-Johnson go.
I mean, similar to kind of Cam situation, kind of take the information in the end, took a shot on goal, didn't work out, move on, and let's focus on, you know, the rest of the team and the players that are here. So there's really nothing more to it. I mean, I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but that's the reality of the situation. So certainly wish him well. It's good to work with. You know, in the end, that's a decision that we made and, you know, moved ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just pretty.
I like how you try to make it like it's no big deal.
Pretty evasive there.
Yeah, I like that line. Took a shot on goal.
I mean, how much did they pay him?
What was it?
Took a shot on goal. You paid a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. I just know the number.
Yeah, no big
is,
deal.
We just focus on the people that's here now.
Yeah, didn't work out. We, you know, we moved on. We moved on. Well, he, with a lot of your money.
Yeah, I just know the total number for him and Cam Robinson. The two of them cost them $17 million.
Yeah,
or is costing them $17 million for, like I said, three games of C.J. Gardner-Johnson and 68 snaps of Cam Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that is big. I get taking a shot on a guy, but when it is a bit of an investment, that hurts. And then also when it was billed, like, that was billed as the move of the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And to be such a letdown, that's kind of been the theme in some of our conversations today because of the decision 2.0. Letdowns, when something is built up and then it's like, oh, this is all the same thing. Like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, We were all excited, rightfully so, about that move. And then three games later, it's like, actually, he's the problem for, you know, he's holding back this defense as great as it is. It could be even better, and we're going to get rid of him after only three games. Yeah, that was a big swing and a miss.
I got to give him credit the way he just kind of like, you know, we took a shot. Not like he's some undrafted free agent.
Yeah, like we was talking about Aaron Murray or something, man.
Yes, exactly. I was like, you know, we move on. Didn't work out. Took a shot on goal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we'll see.
Do you think C.J. Gardner-Johnson will say anything about his time with the Texans?
100%.
Yeah, I'm curious.
100%.
He might take the high road this time. He might say the pass is the pass. Yeah. I'm focusing on the Baltimore
Ravens. Got
nothing
but respect for those guys. I mean, he might, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah, curious.
I don't think so.
Curious to see what he says now that he's signed with the Ravens. Here's cut number 19 from Nick Caserio. Obviously, the big talker this week, at least one of them, is the offensive line or just this offense as a whole. And is this sustainable? What we saw the last 2 weeks, is that more about the competition or is that more about this team figuring something out? And the big conversation with the offensive line is the fact that they brought in some cheaper options to fill the spots on the offensive line instead of going out and getting some proven commodities. Anyways, here was Nick with the media trying to hold his feet to the fire a little bit, asking, why did you go that bargain route instead of some other options on the offensive line? Here's cut number 19, what Nick Caserio said earlier.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful about making assumptions that there were players that we didn't have interest in. So, I mean, look, I'm on the phone, like, during the course of March, we talked to everybody. So I would say we were interested in a lot more players than maybe the picture's been painted, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So if you don't acquire a player, then you pivot to the next option. So, I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything like different than our approach. So, yeah, I'm not sure who those players are, who we're exactly talking about, like what the perception is of like who's a top tier player. So, I mean, I think kind of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, again, we've been interested in a lot of players. We've made attempts to acquire a number of players. Sometimes it works the way that you think it's going to work. And then you got to evaluate the market and figure out what makes the most sense. So, I mean, that's the approach that we've taken since we've been here and hasn't changed. And I think I'd be careful about just making an assumption of what our level of interest was or was not in certain players.
See, now that one, you have to agree. It's hard to, we don't know. I mean, they're working all the time. He's working all the time in terms of deals in the offseason and such. And so maybe there was some interest in some quote unquote higher dollar offensive linemen. The one thing that is undeniable though is that he had, and I'm guessing with input from Cole Popovich and others, he had a profile of a type of offensive lineman that he wanted. You know, the New England Patriots guys, the Trent Brown, Andrews, et cetera. So maybe it's just not so much, hey, we're kicking the tires on everyone, but he had a particular profile of the type of lineman that he wanted. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's working out right now. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I did not like the plan this offseason. I like the first – I've said this numerous times on these airways. I like the first part of the plan of kind of tearing it down. I did not like the plan in terms of how you chose the replacements. With that said, as I mentioned earlier, I thought Ed Ingram was a terrible move and a waste of time, and he's actually been really good. So they can prove me wrong this year. But I did not like the plan on the surface. Last 2 weeks, so offensive line has held up well. We'll see if that continues throughout the season. A couple texts, by the way, came in for British Brooks talking about the backfield without Joe Mixon, giving shout-outs to British Brooks as a guy that can help in that backfield down the stretch.
Well, I like British Brooks, and I think he's been so versatile, and certainly the little dives that they're running with him have been effective. I don't know if you want to make a down-to-down living, with British Brooks.
No, not
that he can't, handle some, but in terms of like that level of running back, with Woody Marks and Nick Chubb, that's what you're missing.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's more of like a curveball.
Yeah.
Gus and Katie says, when you spend $18 million on the left tackle and they're gone already, that's not a shot on goal.
That's what's so funny about it. Ah, we took a shot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, both those guys. Cam Robinson, CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Some guy from McNeese State that, was undrafted free agent. All due respect to McNeese State, but you know what I mean? It's not, no, you're spending money on these cats.
Yeah. Text line also says, I'm going to call BS on that last thing that Nick said. The Texans weren't linked to any high-profile offensive lineman in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, a few other texts coming in about, someone else took a shot on goal, didn't work out. Well, that was a pretty damn expensive shot on goal. Yep, certainly. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, you have to cut your teeth at some point. This is in reference to what I said. Fred VanVleet wasn't always experienced. He had to go through the fire as well. And talking about Woody Marks, I get that, absolutely. And I want these guys, of course, they have to get experience at some point. I don't want them to get experience in the biggest moments and still be learning.
Yeah.
It's almost similar. Like, you always have to get experience in every career. And like, even in this radio thing, where to get experience, typically you go to a smaller market first, or even like you start as an intern or you start shadowing. They don't just drop you into WFAN in New York and be like, all right, learn on the fly as you go.
Go.
Yeah. It could be too big of a stage. So similar for Woody Marks down the stretch, similar for Reed Shepard this year. That's my concern with those two scenarios, but we will see how things play out. That was Nick Caserio talking to the media, some of Nick from his media availability earlier. He'll be on, as I mentioned, on these airwaves tomorrow, 7:30. He might be asked some of the same things. We'll see what he says, and I'm sure we'll be playing some of that audio here on In the Loop tomorrow and on 610 throughout the day tomorrow based off of what Nick has to offer up. But if you want to hear more from the GM, tune in tomorrow morning, Payne and Pendergast, 7:30 a.m., Nick Caserio will be joining them at that time. Okay, with that said, football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long by visiting ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, this time each and every day, we get to Figgy's mixtape. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, it's also Figgy's birthday today.
Yes, sir.
So happy birthday to Figgy. Send in those happy birthday texts and congratulations on the text line and Twitter and Twitch as well. But Figgy, what are we getting into today?
Yeah, so I'm going to still shout out some people who donated the kids' meals on my birthday and all that stuff. So I'm going to be getting into that. Plus, I've been really, really fascinated by these videos that have been circulating on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you know what it is.
All right.
Looking forward to it. We'll do it next. Here, Figgy's mixtape coming up after this. It's In the Loop.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio system. I had to make sure we was up on YouTube. I'll be forgetting to put this thing back out. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all tuning in to the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. And special, I never did this before, but happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
it sounds weird.
Look at me.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I'm pulling the Aaron Wilson.
That's right.
Hey, coach, it's my birthday, so I want to ask you something. appreciate everybody sending love, the birthday love on the text line, on the YouTube, all that good stuff. But most importantly, man, appreciate everybody donated. All the people that donated to feed5evenmore.com. And I'm going to go through the names real quick to everybody that donated. And it started with the OG, John Lopez.
Hey, now.
You donated, what's this say, 20 grand right here? You donated 20 grand. So salute to you, man, all that money.
Take away a few zeros there.
Salute to you.
Yeah, man, of course, helping the cause.
Yeah, for sure. Salute to Angie. Salute to Work Jones, Arian, Adam, Sally, Richard, Tyler, and Peter, who recently donated. Right. So appreciate everybody. Keep it coming in. You could go to feed5evenmore.com. And this is Jalen Petrie calls right here, man. Yeah. This is his website. And he had a damn good game on Sunday.
Donate
so
donate $25 per interception.
Yeah, throw in a couple more dollars, man. Yeah, that was a hell of a game. Two interceptions, man. So, yeah, just appreciate all the love y'all been showing. And if you look on his website, I want to say his goal is $150,000. You ain't got to do that right now.
Yeah.
I know the OG put $20,000 towards this. But, yeah, man, just a little something to kind of help the goal. This is for, I guess, for the whole season. So let's try to get to that goal, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate everybody that been showing love as I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I've been watching a lot of random stuff on TikTok, and this one is probably one of my favorite things to watch. Every time I run across a video like this, I just stop and watch the whole thing, and it'd be like three or four parts to it. I enjoy watching the body cams of cops catching people stealing out of stores.
Oh, yeah. Or just the cameras.
Yeah, just the cameras, but specifically people that shoplift, and then they catch them and, you know, kind of catch them up out front. Be like, hey, can I see your receipt?
I didn't do anything.
Man. So this one was kind of entertaining. This was a lady in the airport who stole some glasses out of I want to say sunglass hut. So she stole some glasses and she thought she got away with it.
Yeah.
So the cops rolled up on her in the concourse somewhere in the airport.
Yeah.
And this is part one to this situation that happened to her.
Airport officers were dispatched to the sunglass hut in response to a report of a woman stealing a pair of Meta Ray-Ban glasses.
Hi, ma'am. I need to speak with you over here for a minute. I need to speak to you over here.
Okay, you can talk to me right here.
All right, that's fine. Were you at the sunglass hut earlier?
No, I was not.
Looks just like you. Got you on video.
You don't have me on video, do you?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, no, we do.
Don't.
Yes, I do.
Starting off wrong.
You can come and show me on camera where you
should. Oh, yeah, let's do that.
And it's a way to try, like, the way the officers are killing people and stuff and protesting a better manner than one.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Now what'd she say?
She said, it's the way y'all officers be out here killing people and stuff.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, all right, here come the excuses.
Yep.
But here's more from this lady.
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't get it either, but I want to show you the video because your description fits exactly. And we have you grabbing some stuff and putting in your pocket. So let's show you.
She and then glasses and I hit them. She told me to put them back and I handed them to her.
That's fair enough. And then you'll show that dialogue when we do the video. Let's go ahead and proceed, please.
She's done.
Yeah.
She is done.
Yeah, she making all type of excuses, man. And so I want to ask y'all this before I get to this next clip. What excuse do you think she's going to make going forward?
Oh.
Because now they trying to get her to go to the store so they can all watch the video together. What excuse do you think she's
going to
try
to
make?
So she's going back to the store to watch the video, so she's starting to realize that they got her.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess some sort of sickness, attack, ailment like that. Like she's going to go down. She's going to go.
Oh, interesting. She's going to take a dive.
Yeah.
Did you say this was in an airport?
Yeah, this is
so
in an airport.
So she's on a flight.
She waiting for a flight.
That was going to be my excuse. It was like my flight's boarding. I can't.
That makes more sense.
Can't go check the footage.
Yeah.
Well, this is where she go with her excuse.
And then I was on my way to the restroom to change my tampon, and I changed my tampon. Well,
there's a
right
down here.
I have a lid on my pen, so I want to change my tampons,
ma'am.
And then you guys can gladly wait right up front. Yes. I'm about to pee and change my tampon, then we can go. You can wait right here until I get
done. No, you're under investigation right now.
And
you're
that's
being
fine.
Detained.
No, and I'm
you're
bleeding.
Yeah, we have a bathroom downstairs.
Well, I'm bleeding.
We have a bathroom downstairs for you.
It's
private. It won't even be anywhere.
Okay, well, go get a woman. Go get a woman, because you can't tell me I can't pee and I'm bleeding.
Don't give me
and
pee.
I got
we're
blood
giving
on
you
my
a bathroom.
Hand.
We're giving you a private bathroom.
Where's
right
a
now?
Private bathroom?
I don't trust that. Let me use the bathroom where everybody around
it's
can
right
see
here.
Me. I'm going to go use the restroom.
Right, so how can I trust you that?
Good Lord.
She said, I got to change my tampon. I'm bleeding.
She said tampon enough times.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So they said, at first they were about to let her go to the bathroom. They thought about it like, wait a minute, she might discard what she got in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they said, nah, we could go to a private, more secure bathroom.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, we can kind of get down to business.
Yeah, I'm guessing she didn't make her flight.
It's looking like that. So now they got the lady going downstairs, I guess, to a more secure spot to kind of talk it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to explain that they saw her on camera. She just denying it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So here's more of her trying to plead her case.
I put it back. I handed it to her.
We watched the video.
You can check me and everything. I don't have no glasses. I swear to God, I wouldn't even risk it. You don't understand
I know, but I ain't hearing you out, but you didn't let me finish. So I'm going to give you some information. You watched the video camera. We did see you take the glasses. We did see you put in your persons, and we saw you walk out. We didn't see you go back in and give it back to her. So my next question is, where is it? Where did you put it?
I handed them back to her.
Not according to the video. You walked out.
You can't tell me. Okay, so where is that?
So I'm asking you, where did you put it?
I didn't put them nowhere. I gave them back to her.
Not according to the video footage.
Well, I gave them back to her.
Golly. Hey, I give her credit for sticking to her
story. Are you buying their story a little bit?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, so now I take it a step further. So now they decide to take her to the store. Mm-hmm. They say, hey, let's go to the store.
Yeah.
And that's where the scene of the crime happened.
Yeah.
Where the lady that worked at the Sunglass Hut accused her or told the cops that she stole some glasses. So they got her facing the lady and kind of, you know, checking everything out.
Yeah.
When I picked those glasses up, you may have thought that I put glasses in my pocket, but I had a vape in my hand.
Well, this one got you on camera right here.
And I got the vape in my hand. You see me put
the whole thing.
You see me put something in my pocket, but it was my vape. I didn't know. How can I fit anything in this bag?
You
want
to watch the video?
Yeah, let's go ahead and show her, because she's saying that she can explain it.
Show me putting it in my bag.
So now she's saying, I was putting the vape in my bag. So you might have thought it was the glass. I put those back. Now I'm putting the vape in my pants and in my bag. So now we're going to end it right here. Now they showed her the video,
mm-hmm.
and this is how it ended.
Okay, you got to go. Turn around, ma'am.
Show you guys the video.
You're under arrest for theft, for shoplifting. Turn around, ma'am, please.
So I'm missing my flight?
I don't know when your flight is, but turn around, please.
My flight is at 6:40.
Ma'am, you've been charged with shoplifting and tampering with evidence.
Okay, well, can I find my family so I can let them know?
Well, I think they know you're here, but they'll probably see you on the way out.
So am I going to jail, or can I get a ticket?
No, it's not.
Not in Chatham County. It's not a ticket. So you're all going to get booked. I hate to say it, and I'm going to be blunt as possible. Sometimes actions got consequences, and this happened to one of them.
But
unfortunately, hey, listen.
In Oklahoma, if it's under $1,000, they write you a ticket.
So this is not Oklahoma. This is Chatham County, Georgia. Georgia's different.
Can my brother pay some money right now before for me to not get booked in? Can he pay?
How much you want? Trying to bribe the officer? What's it?
She said, can you write me a ticket? She said, in Oklahoma, if you steal things under $1,000, they write you a ticket.
And I got to believe that's not true either.
If it is true, this sounds like a seasoned shoplifter.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Dude, now that much for sure.
Yeah, she knows, I can steal under $1,000, I'll just get a ticket.
Yeah.
Dude, I was tuned into that whole thing. It was four parts of the video, and I watched it all. So every time, it's a couple more videos that I saw too. I'll probably play it later on, but man, I've been so entertained by these shoplifters that try to, whenever they get caught, they just make every type of excuse. Like, wait a minute, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm all for trying to get out of something, but once you're on camera, like, you just got to give it up. I mean, I can even speak from personal experience. When I was in high school, I got in trouble for something, and we had cameras in our school, mm-hmm. and the vice principal said, you can either take detention now, or I'll go check the cameras, and if we see you went into that room, we'll suspend you. I said, I'll take the detention.
Give me the detention.
Yeah, because I did it. You're going to see me on the camera.
Just take a plea deal. Yeah. Just take a plea. All right. Exactly. Here you go.
A plea.
Yeah. What can we do to make this a lot easier?
Because there's no, once you're on camera, there's no getting out of it. So just admit to it at that point.
The other thing that is just continues to, I know you got something else here, Figgy, but that continues to boggle my mind is who, everywhere there are cameras.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, to think you can even get away with something like this.
But the last thing, I ain't trying to steal in no airport.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the wrong place. I'm trying to, look, I don't want anybody to steal, period.
Yeah.
But I understand if it's a Target or Walmart, a big old place like that where
it happens.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to do that in the airport, and you're trying to get home.
Yeah.
You're trying to get home. So now you stuck in Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah.
Now you stuck in Georgia and you trying to get to Oklahoma, I guess, wherever you from.
And they didn't give her a ticket, I'm guessing.
Nah, man. I wouldn't give you a ticket for all the mess you've been putting us through.
That's
we
right.
We went through all this drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. All week we've been talking about pretty much the Baltimore Ravens and how bad they look. I felt like the Texans kind of broke the Ravens a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Because now the conversations about fire Harbaugh is getting way louder. And here's a fan. He was live. He was actually live at the game. He was on the concourse
okay. In
Baltimore. And he gave his thoughts on... I guess the Ravens currently, and how they been.
How are you feeling about the Ravens right now?
I'm pissed off, all right? I'm going to tell y'all right now, they need to fire John Harbaugh. Can you turn the camera this way? See everybody? Everybody's leaving early. Everybody's leaving early. Hey, Steve Bisciotti, I hope you're looking at this, because until you fire John Harbaugh, this is going to keep on happening. You look at this. I've never seen this down at M&T. I've never seen this down at M&T. Fire Harbaugh tonight. He's trash. He ain't done since the Super Bowl. And I don't give him credit for that Super Bowl. That was Ray Lewis' Super Bowl. That was Ed Reed's Super Bowl. That was Bernard Pollard's Super Bowl. He got rid of all of them. And we ain't done since. He's trash.
God,
fire his... Tonight.
Tell us how you really feel.
Tonight. Son, fire him tonight.
Fire him tonight.
We got people wearing
paper bags. Peanut gallery's weighing in.
I've never seen this before. Fire his tonight. I hate him.
Wow. By the way, I hate him.
I never heard. Look, I know a lot of Baltimore Ravens fans, too, because unfortunately some of them linger around in Cleveland because they took off when the original Browns took off.
Yeah.
I never heard a Baltimore Raven fan like this, man.
That's
ever.
Nuts. I like the peanut gallery. Yeah. Get us out of here.
Get
Tell him.
Man, it's crazy. I feel like the Texans kind of broke him a little bit, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ravens fans have had such a charmed existence for the last 25 years. So it's almost like all the Patriot fans, too, that were freaking out after Brady and when they were finally going through some down. Like, they're just not used to it. So when you have a down season like this with all these injuries and things are a mess and they're not going well, you know, they're just not used to losing games like this and getting blown out and allowing 30-plus points every week. So it's hard to handle.
It kind of reminds me. Remember when we was up in Boston for the Army-Navy game and just talking to some random fans? And they were just like, the Patriots are trash.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They were just trashing the Patriots. Like, you would have thought they were the Browns.
Yeah, we were looking at them with our mouths dropped. Like, what, do you realize how many Super Bowls you've won?
Yeah, I'm like, and then I think somebody was like, oh, they didn't win the Super Bowl since 2018 or whatever.
Oh,
it was.
Poor baby.
I'm like, oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
I think our cab driver's going crazy on. I'm just like, man, look at y'all, man.
Yep.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
All right, get y'all out of here on this. I just want to send some thoughts and prayers, some T's and P's, as I like to say, to the people who are stuck in a blizzard on Mount Everest. Have you seen this?
I have.
All right, so if you guys haven't heard this story, this is the update courtesy of NBC News.
A desperate rush to rescue hundreds of hikers stuck near the world's tallest mountain. A blizzard left nearly 1,000 people trapped on Tibet's eastern slope of Mount Everest, according to Chinese state media. Freezing temperatures and heavy snow putting local villagers and rescue teams on a race against the clock. Alan Arnett is a mountaineering coach who has climbed Mount Everest.
It's going to be a massive human effort in order to reach those people.
While some have already been rescued, many still reportedly stuck at an altitude of 16,000 feet. Hiker Chen Guoshuang made it out, but some in her group still recovering from hypothermia.
That's, first of all,
scary.
It's incredibly scary. You know what's weird about Mount Everest, and you've probably seen this, it's almost becoming like a cliche. Like, there are traffic jams, you know, they have a climbing season when the weather's right, and like, it sounds like, oh, he climbed Mount Everest. Like, over there, they're like, who hasn't?
Yeah,
I mean, there are hundreds of people lined up for, you know, almost every day during these things to climb Mount Everest. They have these tours now, and not that it's easy. Don't get me wrong; it's incredibly difficult. People still die up there, but
it's almost like trendy.
It's becoming like a cliche.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, when you started the story, I thought like it'd be like a group of 15. What did they say? 1,000 people? I was like, oh my gosh, it's so many stuck up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the update is, but the last time I checked, it was like 600 left stranded up there.
And that's what had me thinking about it. Like, Everest is like, again, I don't mean to downplay it in the least bit because we know it's harsh conditions, but it's become like a tourism industry.
It's jumped the shark?
It's jumped the shark.
Yeah.
It absolutely has jumped the shark.
Would you do something like that? Because I know your wife is a hiker.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because the cold would get. I don't want to mess with that cold of weather. Now we go on long hikes. I can't do it now. But when I was younger, you know this. I always wanted to go to the Running of the Bulls. But those days are over. I had my window in 1992 and missed it by 2 weeks or 10 days or something.
Yeah.
I was going over to cover the Barcelona Olympics. And I'm like, let's do it. But the window was 2 weeks different from when I left.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, well.
Yeah. Might have been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I could be trampled by now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It'd be a little different.
That's kind of scary, man. I'm not a hiker at all, man. I did go, I want to say, I went to Joshua Tree Park.
Oh, nice.
Cali. That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That's my limit right there. Yeah. I'm not trying to do Mount Everest or anything.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. But again, shout out to all the people wishing me happy birthday and all that stuff, man. Really appreciate the love. Got another donation for Corbin. Salute to Corbin.
All right.
Just made a donation. So appreciate all the love y'all been showing me today, man. It's been a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to you, and thank you to all those who have donated. By the way, I also don't get the people that do, like, maybe not the hikes, but you do, like, those mountain things on a horse. Or even like maybe somewhere like on a. I don't get that. I don't trust an animal where you're like on the edge of a cliff
and
going
straight up and stuff.
Yeah,
it's funny you mentioned that because watching the video of this story, it was a horse. It was a horse there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, what are y'all doing? why do y'all think this is fun?
Yeah, I don't know what that horse is gonna do. For all I know, it might have a heart attack and drop me off the cliff. Get out of here. On the text line, someone said, Figgy, have you noticed how Luke grabs the microphone like a rapper? I keep waiting for him to spit a hot 16 bars.
I noticed that, I think, the first time I ever worked with you, man. Before you start, he just kind of grab it to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sports where they're all sorts of turn.
Yeah. It's just habit. I don't know. I've never rapped before and I'll never try, but
I gotta write you a verse or something.
There we go. Yeah, we'll try it by the end of the week. Hey, that's Figgy's mixtape. Happens at this time each and every day, 1:20 here on In the Loop. When we come back, we'll put a bow on things for this Tuesday and catch up with the fellas from the Drive. Talk about that new LeBron James Hennessy commercial, I'm sure. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig as we put the finishing touches here on this Tuesday for In the Loop. We'll catch up with the guys from the Drive in just a few moments and chat with them. You know, I always typically like to kind of bring things full circle, I guess, kind of end how we started.
Mm-hmm.
And we did start talking about that Monday Night Football game with the Jaguars and the Chiefs last night. And by the way, first off, I think last night was like a perfect summary of kind of this NFL season so far, where the NFL has set a record, at least through 5 weeks, of the most games that are within, I think it's a touchdown, in the last 2 minutes of the game. So we have had more close games so far this year than any other season in NFL history, which seems great. But then you also look at the standings and you see, like, well, all these teams are just kind of bunched up together. It's not really a great team this year. And I think last night was another example of that, where it was a fun game. It was entertaining. It was back and forth. It was kind of wild. I really liked it. But it wasn't like two good football teams. It wasn't clean football, I guess I would say. And we've had a lot of that, of good, entertaining games, but a lot of sloppiness involved in those games. And they're fun to watch because they're close and they're back and forth. And it comes down to the very end. But it's not necessarily like a high brand of football. There's a lot of sloppiness and mistakes. Even the Mahomes interception, a lot of penalties in that one. Trevor Lawrence, you know, stumbling over himself throughout the night. His fumble at the goal line. And you look at it, and you're like, it's not great football, but it is entertaining.
It is entertaining because it's close,
right?
But it is. It speaks to a bigger question too. Of like, I mean, man, the way defenses can just figure everything out and keep offenses, you know, guessing and at bay and having to, you know, it just. Everything, all the rules are built for the offense, and yet the offenses continue to just have to fight against the grain. It keeps the games close. You know, it's tough because there are teams that can, you know, light up the scoreboard, but it almost seems like by accident sometimes.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, at times last night, it seemed like that for the Jaguars, too.
Yeah.
With some of the points, you know, I mean, they got that pick six, which was a big help. I liked one of the texts that came in at the very start of the show today where it said, maybe it was a little mean, but it was funny. They said Trevor Lawrence, I think they said Trevor Lawrence is a buffoon, and he buffooned his way to a victory last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of that, especially, I mean, that final play, he stumbles, gets up, runs into the end zone. But we started with the question about, you know, as a Texans fan, should you be happy with that result or upset? Would you rather see the Jaguars win or the Chiefs win? And I know, at least from what I saw online, as the game was going on yesterday, there was a lot of split Texans fans of not knowing what to choose. It was almost like, you know, Jack Nicholson's Chinatown, where he says, like, my sister, my lover, my sister, my lover.
Yeah.
You don't know which team you want to root for or you want to win the game. But now that it's happened with the Jaguars winning last night, they're 4-1. The Chiefs fall under 500. I guess the real question would be, because of that result, not only should you be pleased with it as a Texans fan, but I guess, like, how concerned do you think Texans fans should be with this Jaguars team right now that they're 4-1?
It's weird because if you lost to the Jaguars, obviously, they're 4-1. And yet, I don't really worry about the Jaguars as much as the Colts, and yet they have the same record.
I agree with that.
I think it's just from what we're looking at, it's hard to believe, stumbling and bumbling, as you mentioned, you know, into that win last night, but did get the win. The thing that I keep going back to, now you got two teams that are 4-1 that you're gonna have to catch up to.
Mm-hmm.
Whether one is legit or not, you know, they're proving otherwise. They're winning, the Jaguars. The Colts look like a legit team. To me, it was just simple math. I'd rather have one team that's 4-1 that you got to chase down than two. There's only 3 4-1 teams in the entire AFC. Two of them are in your division, so it makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah, this could be a very interesting year for the AFC because the Chiefs, the Ravens are down, and so it gives a chance for teams like the Colts and the Jaguars to jump up and take advantage of an opportunity here in the conference. I'm with you on the difference between the Colts and the Jaguars. Despite record, they don't feel the same. And, you know, Bill Parcells always said, you are what your record says you are. But I do think there's a difference between those two teams. And I saw one of those graphs this morning where it compared, I think it was based off of EPA, mm-hmm. and it showed the team's offense and defense. And it was one of those, whatever those graphs are called, with the four quadrants, and you want to be like in the top right.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts are actually the number one team. Like, they have the best balance right now between offense and defense.
Yeah.
But the Jaguars were right next to the Texans of really good defense, and then just kind of like they're right at the average, the median for mm-hmm. offense. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think the difference is of, yeah, the Jaguars, they don't feel as well-rounded as the Colts. And then also the other part for Jacksonville, and we talked about this a little bit in a different conversation earlier about turnovers. I mean, they have forced 14 turnovers so far this year.
That is huge.
Yeah.
That is absolutely huge. And the other sort of qualifier that I put on the Jaguars, and we really didn't even talk about this very much, what if they do suddenly unlock Brian Thomas Jr.? What mm-hmm. if they do suddenly unlock Travis Hunter?
I know.
You know, both those guys made plays that really bailed out Trevor Lawrence, the Travis Hunter one. So, yeah, I'm sitting here going, yeah, I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe it, but they are 4-1. Well, they had a big play out of both those guys, which Brian Thomas Jr. was dropping the ball. He was having a hard time. Travis Hunter was, you know, is he offense? Is he defense? It didn't seem to be fitting in either.
No.
Well, now last night on the big stage, they both made big plays.
Yeah.
So maybe that's one of those where you're like, hey, I don't believe it, but they're getting, you know, they got a chance to get better here.
And that was one of the things that worried me about the Jags was, yeah, the weapons on paper. And that hasn't really shown up all that much. So, yeah, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, you look at his numbers aren't great, including even last night. He has almost as many interceptions as touchdowns on the year. Mm-hmm. Quarterback rating is 78, QBR 48, where 50 is like average. So statistically, he's kind of been below average. And yet they're 4-1, which I think goes back to your point where Daniel Jones is playing. Whether you believe in him or not, he's playing like an MVP. Trevor Lawrence isn't. And so that's where you certainly, I would imagine, trust the Colts or fear the Colts a little bit more than the Jaguars right now, even though they're both 4-1, with the Jags getting that win last night against the Chiefs. I think I've talked myself into, though, that was almost better off. You know, like, knock down the Chiefs as much as you can. Same with the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Get those top dogs down. And if it's the Jaguars and the Colts that stand in my way in the AFC, I feel a lot better about that, competing against Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence, than, say, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes still, you know, with this current slate of weapons they have.
And so, I mean, they've got their own things to worry about. Yeah. Like the Ravens, they might, you know, they need to worry about making the playoffs.
Yeah, at this point.
You know, the Chiefs, obviously, 2-3 is not what they want to be. You know, the Chargers, fortunately for Kansas City, you know, spit the bit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see on the Broncos. But, no, they got their own things to worry about in those divisions. The only team that I think is still in good shape despite losing is Buffalo in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Other than that, Colts probably, maybe not even probably, you know, best team in the AFC outside of Buffalo.
I would put Colts now based off of how teams mm-hmm. have played. I put the Colts number one.
Mm-hmm.
In the AFC. I think they've earned that. 3-4-6 said, I always want the Chiefs to lose. Someone else said the Colts and Jags are going to have their hearts ripped out by the Texans. I'm looking forward to the Colts, Texans matchups. Mm-mm. That's going to be fascinating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.